Most gracious, loving Father and eternal God, as we come once again to Thee in our Saviour's precious name, we come, O Lord, before Thee, before the open Word, and our Father, we pray that by Thy Spirit Thou would open our hearts tonight. Open our hearts to receive the Word. May we receive the Word with gladness and with rejoicing. For we know, Lord, Thy Word is the food of our souls. Gracious Father, give us a hunger for the truth. And now, Lord, be pleased to presence Thyself with us. Lord, sit with us tonight. Yea, walk amongst us tonight. And indeed reveal Thyself to us, that we might see Jesus. Fill us now, Lord, with the power of Thy Spirit. And help us to make much of the Lord Jesus, and to make much of His precious blood. In His holy name we pray. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. The apostle declares, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. When a man speaks on a given subject, and his discourse is based upon experience, then we would do well to give heed to what that man has to say. The Apostle Peter was indeed such a man. For when he said, your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour, Peter was speaking from experience. Peter, as one of the Lord's disciples, had encountered the roaring lion. Peter had indeed faced this roaring lion that goeth about seeking whom he may devour. In Matthew 16, and verse 21, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go on to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. The devil cannot take possession of a child of God. The devil cannot possess that soul that has been bought and has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But I tell you this, the devil can use a Christian. The devil can influence a Christian. You've only to look today at some churches where you see believers at one another's throats. That's not of God, that's of the devil. That's the work of the devil. So the devil can use the Christian even as he used Peter to rebuke the Lord Jesus. How dare Peter rebuke the Lord? But it was the work of the devil. Peter experienced this, the ways of this roaring lion. He was faced the devil again. This time we read about it in Luke chapter 22. There, in verse 31, Luke 22:31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you. Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. How we rejoice in the words that are found in the next verse, where the Lord Jesus said to Peter, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And my, we know how the devil sought to sift Peter as wheat, when on three separate occasions he denied his Savior with oaths and curses. That was the work of the devil. No wonder then that Peter in his epistle penned these words, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now you would think that if we already knew that there is indeed a lion, there is indeed a roaring lion, there is indeed a devil, then we would not need to be told to be sober, to be vigilant, to be watchful. But perhaps again we forget that the devil is as a roaring lion. We forget that he does walk about seeking whom he may devour. Therefore we need to be reminded. Peter tells us to be sober, to be vigilant. In other words, we are to be alert. We never know where or when we might face the roaring lion. We never know when or where we may hear his roarings. Therefore, we are to be sober and be vigilant. Peter then tells us why we are to be sober and be vigilant. Because your adversary. We ought always to remember this. The devil is our adversary. He's not the friend of the Christian. He's not the friend of the church. The word adversary means to be against. The devil is always against us. He is against God. He is against his church. He is against the truth. He is against purity. He's against righteousness. He's against the individual Christian. He is our adversary. Then Peter identifies our adversary. He says he is the devil. Our adversary, the devil. The word devil means destroyer of peace. Why isn't he well named? How often has he destroyed peace where before there was peace and tranquility? But when the devil got in, he destroyed the peace. Look what he did in the Garden of Eden, what peace ruled and reigned there until the devil came into the garden. That peace was destroyed. That peace was disturbed. He disturbs and destroys peace wherever he goes. We ought to be sober. We ought to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Among his other names, he's also called Satan. Satan means enemy or accuser. He is our enemy. He's God's enemy. He's the enemy of the church. He is the accuser of the brethren. How often he accuses the brethren. How often he accuses us. How often he brings up our past sins before us, and there he stands and accuses us. He is the accuser of the brethren. Therefore, we ought to heed the words of Peter. We ought to be sober and vigilant, to emphasize the need to be alert and watchful. Peter tells us that the devil is as a roaring lion. Now, if we knew that there was a real live lion somewhere in the vicinity of where we live, I guarantee every one of us would be sober. We would be vigilant. And yet the devil is as real. Therefore, we must be sober. We must be vigilant. We must be watchful. I want you to notice, first of all, in this text, when Peter spoke about the devil, he spoke about the devil as a restless lion. Restless. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. Peter informs us that the devil is a lion. Here we have his description. I wonder why, to emphasize the characteristics of the devil, did Peter choose a lion? We may suggest a few reasons. First of all, a lion is strong. Modern naturalists believe that there is no animal of the same size which possesses so much muscular strength. And yet, we did not need to wait for the findings of modern naturalists, or the verdict of such people, because the Bible, the Word of God, informed us of this long ago. The book of Proverbs, to be exact, Proverbs chapter 30. There in Proverbs 30 and verse 30 we read, a lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any. So a lion is strong. The Word of God tells us. Judges 14, verse 18, the question is asked, what is stronger than a lion? And of course, the answer is nothing. It's the strongest among beasts. And I tell you, the Lord tells us that you can depend on it. But remember, Peter is describing the devil. Some people today are foolish enough to believe that they of their own strength and craft and willpower can overcome the devil. They are indeed most foolish. None of us here could overcome, could slay the natural lion, much less this lion that Peter speaks about. We should never underestimate the power or the strength of the devil. I believe so many people do that. They underestimate. They minimize the power and the strength of the devil. We've only to look around us to see what the devil has done. The result of his power and his strength. So Peter describes the devil as a lion because a lion is strong and a lion is subtle. A lion is very crafty and will use its subtlety to ensnare and capture its prey. Psalmist David was also a man who experienced the wily ways of the lion. He knew what it was to face the lion when he was the shepherd boy in Israel. But he also faced the lion that Peter spoke about. Even the devil himself. And he wrote about it. He records for us what happened. For we read in Psalm 10, there verse 8, here's David describing the lion. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strong one. Here we have David describing the craftiness, the subtlety of the devil, and he likens him unto a lion. Oh, I tell you, believer, we need to be sober. We need to be vigilant. Because the devil is crafty. He's subtle. That is why Paul exhorted the believers at Ephesus, put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles. Now, the word wiles means the strategy. That you might be able to stand against the strategy of the devil. The devil has a strategy. We need to be sober. We need to be vigilant. Be not deceived. We will never be able to outwit the devil. He'll beat us every time. Why we need to be sober and vigilant. So here we have the devil described as a roaring lion. And then we have the devil and his domain. We see here that the lion walketh about. It's the restless lion. We said to the children in our school assembly during the week, whenever you visit the zoo and you go to the cage where the lion is. It's restless. It's always walking up and down, up and down. My, Peter described the devil well. He's a restless lion. He walketh about. Now, where does he walk about? For the answer to that, we must turn to the book of Job. And there in Job chapter 1 and verse 6, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Oh, you wouldn't expect to find Satan among the sons of God. But he's there. We read in verse 7, Job 1 verse 7, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Peter said, he walketh about. Job tells us, or records for us, that this lion, the devil, goeth to and fro in the earth, walks up and down in it. That's his domain. The world is his domain. He is described as the God of this world. That is why, dear child of God, we need to separate ourselves from the world. Oh yes, we're in the world, but bless God, we're not of it. We must not allow ourselves to become worldly, for that's the devil's domain. We must not allow the world to come into the church, because that's the devil's domain. We must not fall in love with the world, as Demas did, for that's the devil's domain. He's the god of this world. He's the prince of the power of the air. This restless lion. Now, if he's restless, it tells me that the God of this world has no peace of himself, and if he has no peace, he cannot give peace to others. If he's restless, then his followers are restless. His children are restless. They are without peace. We were singing tonight about another lion. We were singing about the lion of the tribe of Judah. Bless God, the lion of the tribe of Judah is the only one who's able to give us peace. Because he's the one who's able to break the power of cancel sin and set the prisoner free. He's the one who breaks the chains that bind us to this world, that bind us to the devil, that bind us to sin. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he'll break every chain, and bless his name, he'll give us the victory. Again and again. But this lion is restless. He's always on the prowl. Turn to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12, here the devil, Satan, the old serpent is spoken of. We read in verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying, in heaven now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser, there he is. You recognize him? The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. That indicates to us the devil is restless. accuses the brethren day and night. He never rests. Cast your mind back to the land of Gadara, to that place where a man called Legion was found. And that man, possessed of a legion of devils, found no rest, for he would torture himself. He would cut himself day and night. He would run amongst the tombs day and night. There was no rest. Why? Because he was a child of the devil. The children of the devil have no rest, day or night, because their master, the God of this world, is one who is as a restless lion. The same truth is taught by the Lord Jesus himself in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, and verse 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. It's interesting that the word rest there in verse 43 of Matthew 12 is the same word rest that is found in Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29, where the Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest." See, there's no rest with the devil. There's no rest in serving the devil, but there is rest in Christ. "Take my yoke upon you," he said, "and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." But a servant of the devil has no rest, because the devil himself has no rest. He is the restless lion. The devil described the devil's domain as the world. See the havoc that he is causing in this world today. His domain. Then Peter tells us to be sober, to be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Then the devil is dangerous. Since the devil is like a restless, roaming lion, then we will never know when and where we will encounter him. It's interesting. You look through the Word of God and look at the places where certain individuals encountered a lion. My, they encountered a lion in all kinds of places. Samson encountered a lion in a vineyard, in the vineyards of Timnah. David encountered a lion in the fields, where he was tending his sheep. 1 Samuel 17:34. Benaiah encountered a lion in a pit on a snowy day. One in a vineyard, another in a field, and Benaiah in a pit on a snowy day. 2 Samuel 23 and 20. We read in 1 Kings 13:24 about a prophet who was slain by a lion as he went in the way, just along the road, he encountered a lion. Jeremiah speaks of a lion coming up out of the forest. A lion coming up out of a forest. What would this teach us? Would this not teach us that the lion that Peter spoke about here, this roaring lion that walketh about, does it not teach us that we may encounter this lion anywhere? Doesn't matter where we are. The lion may fall upon us. Joseph didn't expect to face the lion in Potiphar's house, but that's indeed where he did face the lion. For the lion tempted him, and he fled from that house. David didn't expect to encounter a lion as he walked upon the roof of his house and saw Bathsheba. Only David didn't flee as Joseph did. And there the lion tempted David, and the lion defeated David. No wonder Peter said, be sober, be vigilant. Be watchful, be alert, be on your guard. For you never know. You never know when you're going to encounter the lion. Maybe in a vineyard. Maybe as you walk by the way. You may even come out of the forest. You may even find him in a pit on a snowy day. They say that it is possible to tame lions. And I have no doubt it has been done. But those who tame lions tell us that those lions are the most dangerous. Because when you think you have them completely tamed and completely under your control, at any given moment, without warning, they can turn on the tamer. I tell you, there's a lesson there. Let us never think we can tame this lion that Peter spoke about. Let us never think that we can bring this lion under our control. Thank God, he's under the control of Christ. Hallelujah. But we of ourselves, by our own strength, our craftiness and cunning, will never be able to tame this lion. Therefore, be sober. When you think you have him under your control, he will turn on you and tear you and wound you. Isn't that what happened, Peter? Didn't Peter say himself that he would never deny the Lord? Didn't he say that he would go with the Lord to prison and to death? Thought he had the lion tamed. But oh, how it turned on him and how it tore him. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. He wept over his wounds. No wonder then Peter himself tells us, be sober, be vigilant. So the devil is a restless lion. And according to Peter, the devil is a roaring lion. What is the significance of this? Why did Peter describe this, the devil, as a roaring lion? First of all, it is the roar of a hungry lion. A few years ago, my brother and his wife and children were here. We went to the Cat World just down the road. We were always told to be sure and go at feeding time. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we went. When the keepers were going around with the raw meat to feed to the lions and the tigers, and in one cage was this great lion. My, when he smelt the meat, how that lion roared. Quite amazing. Those who have studied lions tell us that the roar of a lion's roar, can be heard 5 miles away. And they tell us also that if you happen to be near a lion when it roars, you can feel the vibrations of that roar in your own body. It would frighten you. I suppose it ought to frighten you. But listen, the devil is the roaring lion. And the devil being the roaring lion, that ought to frighten us as well. Because when the lion roars, it's a sign that he's hungry. And the devil is always hungry. Suppose that's why the Romans would cast the Christians to the lion. Lions would tear them apart. The lions are hungry. He is hungry because Peter tells us that he will devour his prey. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That's the purpose of the devil. That's the purpose of this evil one. He's out to devour his prey. And if he could do it, he would devour every Christian that walks the face of this earth. Again, I was telling the children, I couldn't believe it when I read that a lion at one sitting is able to eat a third of its own weight. It will just gorge itself on the meat and eat a third of its own weight. It shows us, tells us, speaks to us of how hungry a lion is. And when the lion roars, a lion is hungry. Ezekiel 22 verse 25 tells us there is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. Ezekiel knew something about the ways of a lion. Like a roaring lion ravening the prey. The Lord Jesus also heard the roar of the lion. He heard the roar of the lion as he hung upon the cross at Calvary. For in that wonderful Psalm 22, that messianic Psalm, verse 13, the Lord declares, "They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring." Dear believer, when the devil roars against us with his temptations, it means he's hungry and he's out to devour us. Therefore, we must be sober, be be vigilant. When the lion roars, it speaks of a hungry lion. When the lion roars, it speaks also of the hour of the lion. We have learned that the lion roars at feeding time. That is where a lion is in a confined area, in a zoo, or maybe in a circus or in the cat world. But what about the lions of the wild? When are they known to roar? The lion must go out and hunt for itself and seek its own food. The hour that the lion roars most and roars loudest is at night. During the hours of darkness, it is then that the lion roars when it's hunting for its prey. Once again, the psalmist makes reference to this in Psalm 104, verses 20 and 21. Psalm 104, verses 20 and 21. Verse 20, Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth, the young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. In the darkness, the young lions roar after their prey. How significant this is, how suggestive this is. How this teaches us something more about the ways of the devil. Because whenever we think of the devil, when would you say that the devil roars longest and roars loudest? During the hours of darkness. Because some of the foulest deeds are done under the cover of darkness. Why do the men of this world, why do the ungodly love darkness? Because their deeds are evil. That's when the lion is roaring longest and roars loudest. Whenever we hear in the news of things taking place of shootings and murders and all kinds of acts of iniquity and corruption. Maybe we learn that young people are involved. How often have we said, what are those young people doing out at that time of night? 14 and 15 year olds mixed up in trouble at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. Tell you, the devil is after the young, the devil is after the lambs, and the devil roars longest and loudest at night. It's when men get down to their dirty business under the cover of darkness because their deeds are evil. When the lion roars, it is a hunting lion. Look again at what Peter wrote. The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Note the word, seeking. Seeking. He's hunting for his prey. Seeking whom he may devour. The devil is as a roaring lion, always hunting for prey, always hunting for someone to be his next victim. It may be a president, it may be a politician, may even be a preacher. He is always seeking to destroy a life, seeking to devour, to destroy someone's career, to finish and divide and destroy someone's family, to rob some child of its innocence. He's always out to destroy and devour. Job spoke of the hunting properties of the lion when he said in Job 10 verse 16, "Thou huntest me as a fierce lion." Believer, we would do well to heed the words of Peter. Be sober, be vigilant, be alert. Something else, when the lion roars, it speaks to us of a heartless lion. "For this lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Whenever a lion is roaring, hunting, seeking its prey, seeking a meal, and when it captures a lamb or a young deer, it will show that lamb or that young deer no mercy. Oh, the poor animal may cry out. The poor lamb may bleat all at once. The lion will pay no heed. But the lion will tear that poor defenseless animal to pieces. He's out to devour. And I tell you, my friend, the devil has no heart. Devil doesn't know anything about mercy. Soul that is enslaved by the devil need not expect any mercy from him. He is the God of this world, and he's the God that knows no mercy. When he was let loose against Job, he showed Job no mercy. He would have taken Job's life. Only the Lord didn't permit him to go that far. But he took just about everything else that Job had, his possession, his children, his health. Took everything he had. He would have, as it said, taken everything, taken Job's life, except the Lord did not allow him to do so. We mentioned Legion. Look at what he did with Legion. Poor Legion. No mercy was shown to Legion. Look what he did with that young boy who was brought to the Lord Jesus by his father. And he asked the Lord to have mercy upon the child and have mercy upon the father as well. He said, "Have mercy on us," because his son was possessed with an evil spirit. And what did that evil spirit seek to do? What did he do? He cast that young child into the water and into the fire. He was out to destroy that child. So that was his intent. Out to devour. Showed that child no mercy. Not until the child was brought to Christ did he find mercy. Not until he was brought to Christ did he find love. He found it in the lion, the tribe of Judah. Be sober. Be vigilant. Finally, and very quickly, the devil must be a resistant lion. If he's a restless lion, and the roaring lion. He must be a resistant lion. We must resist this lion. Peter says in verse 9, whom resist? Steadfast in the faith. Please notice that the apostle did not say to the believers, whom rebuke? No. The child of God is never commanded to rebuke the devil. Never. The Lord rebukes the devil. Only the Lord has power to rebuke the devil. Zechariah 3, verse 2. The Lord rebuked Satan as he stood at the right hand of the high priest. The Lord rebuked the demons and the devils in his ministry, not the disciples. Matthew 17, verse 18. Mark 1, verse 25. Mark 9, verse 25. No, by the grace of God, we are to resist the devil. The Lord will do the rebuking. He's well able to do that and take care of that business. Look at verse 5 of 1 Peter 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud. Here's God resisting the proud. Now we are commanded, resist steadfast in the faith. We are able to resist the devil according to the power of God. God's power working in and through us that enables us to resist the temptations and the tactics of the devil. Bless the Lord. Resist the devil. Be resilient in the faith. Peter says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. If we remain steadfast in the faith, then we shall know the victory. If we, on the other hand, compromise with the world and compromise with the devil, we'll only know defeat. If we give ground to the devil, he will take every advantage and devour. If we go where we ought not to go, the devil will get the advantage. If we know what that a lion is in a vineyard, we'll avoid that vineyard. So wherever the devil is at work and the devil is busy, that's the place to avoid. No business there. Because the devil walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We're to remain steadfast. If we backslide and follow the Lord afar off, we'll be like the lamb following the shepherd afar off, and the lion will come out of the forest and devour the lamb. We need to follow close by the Lord. And finally, we can rejoice in the Lord, for verse 10 says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Bless God, the day is coming when our battle with the devil will be over. And we can rejoice in Jesus Christ. And in his grace, he has delivered us out of the clutches of the devil. He has made us his own. The devil cannot touch us. So we're covered by the blood. Oh, he'll tempt us, and he'll try us, and he'll test us, and he'll try to get us back into the world. So let us be sober and vigilant. Let us continue to look on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Bless the Lord. Let's bow in prayer. Eternal, loving Father and gracious God, We're glad tonight there is a greater lion than the lion that Peter reminds us of. And we thank Thee that the lion of the tribe of Judah is also a lamb. And we thank Thee that when the lamb returns, the lamb will destroy the lion with the brightness of his coming. Dear Lord, we're glad tonight that our trust is in the lamb. We're glad, dear Lord, that we're no longer following the lion of this world, but our trust is in the lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, dear Lord, bless the word to our hearts tonight. Gracious Lord, may the word help us, remind us to be sober, to be vigilant. For the devil, our adversary, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Lord, keep us near the cross. Now, loving Father, as we leave the house of God tonight, take us to our homes in safety with thy blessing and with thy presence. Lord, for those who have a distance to travel, be pleased, Lord, to be with them. Be with each one of us until we meet again in the house of God or in that land that is fairer than they, around the Master's feet. By the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, abide and remain with us now, and until the day breaks and the shadows all flee away. Amen.